Lazarus came hopping out. Because now I'm talking to you on the quantum level now. I'm talking to you about the Genesis principle. We don't understand how God made us. We just think we're here to try to make it. I'm just trying to make it. Man, it's rough out there. And then that's the mindset of the common person, of the average person, just hanging in there. But you're hanging in there because of how you think. In this book I'm endeavoring to write, Transformations, there's a chapter on DNA, there's a chapter on As a Man Thinks, then there's a chapter on Kingdom Language. You know, all these things are vitally important. Us understanding our DNA, us taking control of how we think, thinking God's thoughts, replacing the unemployed, unproductive thoughts, and then how we talk, what we are saying into our environment. All these things must line up, and then you can predict. Amen. With accuracy, just exactly where you're going. Now, I want to go into a little bit on dominion. In Genesis 1:26, and we're still in the series, the Genesis principle, and we're talking about the DNA code. Now, well, before you go there, get me again Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. This is a verse we want to springboard off of. Jeremiah 2, verse 21. Let me say, this is the Lord talking to us. He says, "Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?" Okay, Genesis has to do with genes. Now, the Lord says here, degenerate. That's not how you pronounce it, but that's what it means. Degenerate. In other words, God says, I created you a certain way. How is it that you've become degenerate? How is it that you've lost power, dominion, authority, identity? I didn't create you that way. And so this is the plight of mankind. This is the plight of the human race. In Genesis 5, get that for me, because the vine has become a degenerate vine. But thank God for when Jesus came, he brought regeneration. And we must understand that in him we have been restored. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. How often have we quoted that verse? But let me ask you a question. How much of that do you really believe? How much of that do you really believe about you? Even though your friends might see you the same way, people might not notice the change. What do you notice about you? Genesis 5, verse 1. I think it's verse 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Now remember, Adam was the son of God. Never had a childhood. Sons of God are always, and it's only Adam, angels, Christ, and us. Sons of God. Why is that? It's a unique category. Adam is a son of God because he was not born of flesh. He was created by God. That's why he's the son of God. Angels were not born through the womb of women. They were created by God. In other words, mankind had no part in that. Sons of God. Christ came through the womb, but there was no male seed involved. And so the blood, that's what's so amazing about the blood. It wasn't natural blood. even though when he bled, it was red, just like our blood. It was a different blood. It was the DNA of God that was running through his veins. That's why the blood protects. That's why the blood sanctifies. That's why the blood heals. That's why the blood delivers. That's why the blood cleanses. It's the DNA of God. It's not just natural blood. But the wonderful thing about it is that when we got born again, it was not by the will of man. It wasn't the preacher that got you saved. Amen. It wasn't mama that got you saved. They might have prayed for you, but it was God himself that touched you. Nobody had any part in that. Somebody led you to him, but it was him that came, not born of the will of man, not born of a woman, not born of the flesh, but born of God. If you're really saved, you got born again of God. That makes you a son of God. That puts you in that unique category. Some of us need to start acting like and realize there's nothing arrogant about it. Just start acting and understand, well, not acting, but understanding what your authority is, why you're here. You're not here to blend in. You're not here to be silent. You're here as a world changer. We've come to destroy a kingdom. Amen. That's what Jesus came for. Amen. To destroy the work of the devil. What was the work of the devil? The devil caused Adam to fall. And mankind, humankind fell into sin. Jesus came to destroy that. To bring mankind back into right relationship with God and into dominion in the earth realm. That's what he came. And he said, I go unto my Father. Now the works that I do, I want my church to continue to do the work. Because upon this rock of revelation, I'll build my church, and hell has no chance against it. Hell can defeat a political party. Hell can destroy a nation, but it cannot destroy the church. It can't stand against the church. Why? We are born again of an incorruptible seed. Tell somebody, you got to know this. You got to know that favor comes to you. You got to know that God is behind you. Even though sometimes things are delayed, it looks like things ain't going to work out. They always work out. Why? God is working it out. It may take a little longer. He may take you through a wilderness. Amen. It would have been an 11-day journey, but God says, no, I got to do more preparation. Because the place I got for you is higher than you think. The authority that you're going to carry is more than you imagine. Amen. The influence you're going to have is more than you're thinking right now. That's why the word says give thanks in everything. God ain't made one mistake. Ain't nothing stopping him. Ain't nothing interfered with his plan. Ain't nobody making him take no detours. Everything right now is working together for your good in God's time, according to his purpose, according to his plan. So he says, give thanks in everything. Why are my children so sad? Give me thanks. It's working for your good. When you come out, remember that song, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? You going to see? Tell somebody, you going to see? Everything's working together. Don't let the devil put a yoke on you because you get sad and despondent and downcast and depressed. You better tell the devil he's a lie. Get behind me. I was messing with JoJo on the phone the other night. And I said something to him, and he said, Dad, you remember what the Lord told Peter? I said, what? He said, get thee behind me. I said, oh, you're going to use the word on me now, huh? I was messing with him. I said, oh, you in the Bible now, huh? Okay. Got away. He said, get thee behind me. Tell somebody, you got to tell the devil that. Because God is working a plan. Sometimes folk get anxious. People around you can get it. You know, Saul got anxious waiting on God. But see, it's not even about the time. It's about you becoming. You know, God can snap a finger. God can speak a word, and everything that he promised you can manifest right there.
Amen.
You be right there. But then you be a spoiled little brat. You wouldn't know how to handle it. Yeah, what's that commercial about? People want their money now. call J.G. Wentworth and get your money now. People want it now. But you got to take a look at what's going on right now. Okay, the money's not in my hand right now, but what's going on? What's going on in my heart? Where's my head at? Am I really giving God praise? Am I really walking in integrity? Am I really walking in patience? Am I really trusting him? Come on, am I really allowing him to make me? See, sometimes we lose sight of that because people around us, things, the situations can put pressure on you. You know, try to force you into making hasty decisions. Jesus never did that. His brethren that didn't believe in him said, go on up to the feast. They didn't believe in him. They said, go on up to the feast. The people waiting on you. Jesus said, no, y'all go. He said, my time is not yet. Huh? Lazarus had died, or he was sick. Instead of hasting, he waited. Let him die. Because he understood a certain path. He understood his purpose. Come on, you got to understand that everything Jesus did, he did as the man, the Son of Man. See, him being the Son of Man gave him authority in the earth. He couldn't be here as God. In that sense, he had to be here as the Son of Man that gave him authority among men. And he suffered for it. But everything he did as the Son of Man. In other words, everything he did, you can do. He said, the works I do, you can do also. How? Discover the DNA codes. Discover the codes. Search the scripture. In them you'll find life. In them you'll find salvation. In them you'll find understanding on certain situations. And the more you find out, the more the deep's going to call unto the deep. Ain't no hocus pocus with God. It's in his word. You first have to conquer that territory within. We want all that out there. We do. But how have you done within? Are there still secret sins? Are there still wrong attitudes? Is there still hatred or malice, guile, hypocrisy? Things that God are abomination with God, are they still inside? You know, God is wonderful in that he's merciful with us anyhow. I mean, because we're his.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.